does this story sound familiar? Starting off as a kid mm-hmm. with big dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you want to be an astronaut or a doctor or the president or a professional athlete or something, but you believe life is going to be glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get into middle school. You're focused on being cool. You get into high school, and your goal is just to get out of high school. True. That's your number one goal.
Always.
Then you go into college, and you're like, man, I can't wait until I graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're coming to near the end of college, and you're like, my goal is just to get a job. Just got to get this job. Then you get that job, and you're like, okay, time to work my way up. I got to get that promotion. You do the work, do the work, do the work. And as you're doing that, boom, you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm working on the promotion, but I also got to get my kids to their next sport. You're going and doing that. You're focused on paying bills. Yeah. Oh, crap, we got to get a new house because we have more kids than what we can handle. And so you're focusing on just paying that. Then, you know, you're working your way through, okay, I'm trying to get my kids out of the house, you know, trying to get them. Okay, now I got to put them through college.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've done that. Let me focus on my retirement. And then you retire and you look back and you think about how many opportunities you missed over the past 50 years.
It's true.
We call this survivor mode.
It is.
It's where life happens to you
mm-hmm.
and you're just trying to make it. And our goal is to help you get out of survivor mode before it's too late. We're going to talk about that on the show.
This is the Thriving Man Podcast with David and Reese Maxwell. These weekly shows are designed to help you remove the confusion from your life and make real progress with your growth. No matter where you are or where you're going, we're here to help you live a life you can be proud of. So welcome to the Thriving Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Thriving Man Podcast, where our goal is to help you get out of survivor mode and into living a life that you can be proud of. I'm Reese.
And I'm David.
And he's my dad. And the whole goal of this podcast, like we said, is to help you live a life that's thriving. If you enjoy it and you want to be able to help us out, please go onto whatever platform you're on. Yeah. If you're on anything you're listening to, go ahead and rate it 5 stars and leave a review. That helps develop a sense of trust and get this podcast out to people who aren't familiar with it. As well, if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe. And please recommend this to any of your friends that you think this could help. We want to help as many men as possible live the best life possible.
Yep.
Today's topic, getting out of survivor mode and avoiding it altogether, hopefully, is going to be the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. And that's what we're talking about, building your confidence, being the main character of your own life. And one of the keys is that aspect of, okay, what am I doing? Where am I focusing? What am I doing with my life? Because a lot of us are so busy living, we never think about why.
I think, dang, that's good. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are so busy living, we never think about why. There's a book that's kind of dedicated to that called Essentialism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically built off of this idea that hardly anything is truly important.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things we end up worrying about that aren't that big of a deal. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those analysis paralysis situations.
Yeah.
The issue is if you let life go to its own devices, mm-hmm. it will push you to have a life overtaken with busyness.
Yeah.
And where you're just so focused on making it to the next objective, aka survivor mode.
Yep.
You never actually get to move in the direction that you want. The thing is that having a purposeful, excellent life doesn't happen by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it doesn't happen naturally. Busyness is a distraction. Busyness oftentimes is a deception.
Yeah, it can be both. I think it's a distraction because what happens is we're not focusing on the important thing. We're focusing on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all done that. You know, you see it all the time. People are driving and all of a sudden you see their car start to phase. And when you look at them passing them, they were on their phone.
Right.
They were getting distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us, our life is that way. We're getting distracted with stuff. And I think that's why the virtual world has become so important to people. They don't want to think about their life. They don't want to think about how hard it is. They just want to escape from it.
Wow.
So they run after their distractions. And then deception, you know, we're living for the wrong thing. What's the whole deal? You climb the ladder and then realize that your ladder's against the wrong wall. Mm. I think a lot of people are in that also with their life.
Yeah. Busyness. Nothing in your life says, hey, I'm not that important right now.
Yeah.
Everything says it's important. Mm-hmm. Everything. Think of your email inbox.
Yeah.
Every single piece of junk mail says important and urgent, requires action immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have a 10% sale, buy our stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how life is too. Mm-hmm. Everything claims to be urgent. Everything claims to be important. Mm-hmm. Or you may have bought into the lie that, well, once I get this done, everything's going to slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that quote. It was actually quite a funny tweet, I think is what it was. They said, adulthood is saying, next week will be less busy over and over again until you die. And I was like, ooh. But that's somebody who's trapped in the busyness deception.
Well, I mean, it's a common theme to movies and TV shows. The dad who was very successful in his business and all this, but he never saw his kids. He never did this. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's a common theme is because it's a common action. A lot of people grew up in homes that way. Dad was so focused, so doing this. But then a lot of those dads, when they get later in life, they realize, oh, I wasn't there. Why did my kids not want to be with me? Well, you weren't with them when they were little.
Exactly. And I think in order to conquer survivor mode, in order to get out of that mentality or avoid it altogether, ideally, the key is not in our circumstances. Because the truth is we all face the same stuff.
Yeah.
We all face the same kind of bills. We all face the same kind of responsibilities of being a spouse and being a parent and being a grandparent. All of those things, like a lot of people have the same circumstances, but isn't it funny that some people navigate that well and really live life well?
Yeah.
And some people, I would honestly say the majority, get consumed by it and can't even look up until they're retired.
Yeah, yeah.
So where's the difference? It's in our mentality.
It is.
It is. A lot of it is up here in the mental space. The truth is, no matter who you are, the task list will never end. And no matter who you are, people will never stop asking you to do things.
Yeah.
You will be bombarded. It's just going to happen. However, well, another one, you won't ever feel like it's enough.
Yeah.
Like people that like, oh, well, once I get to this point, I'll make enough money. Moment you get there, you're going to buy something more expensive and then have to say the next, you know, okay, next promotion, I'll have enough money. So the cycle never ends. It's our mentality that has to shift.
It really does. And I think for us, our actions, we've talked about the importance of taking action, the importance of making choices in our last episode. But those come from our mindset. So you want to have the right mindset. And if you don't, then you could make choices and take action, but it's in the wrong area.
It's undirected.
You know, and a lot of people do that, and they have a lot of regrets from that. And so what we want you to do is to say, okay, what can I do in my mind to break out of that, to bring focus to my mind and not get caught up in that busyness, that survivor mode where I'm just like, you know, hey, I'm doing a vacation next summer. I'm looking forward to it. And that's all you think about all year is your next summer vacation. And so you just kind of miss that whole year of life.
Yeah. We're going to give you throughout this episode three key mental traps, things that trap, I would honestly say, most people.
Yeah, they do.
And it gets guys caught in that cycle that will eventually become survivor mode. The first trap is activity equals success. Another way to say it is if I'm busy, then I'm doing good.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of funny with that. Our society tells you if you're busy, you're good. And you never hear someone brag about how slow and relaxing their life is.
No.
You know, you rarely hear people say that. You always feel, oh man, I'm busy. I'm crazy busy. I'm so busy. And it's one of those things we think, well, when I retire, I won't be busy. Well, I've looked at articles and things on the retirement villages and communities all over the country. I mean, those places are on the go. The one that's the biggest one, I think it's called the Villages down in Florida. I mean, They've got activities all day. They compete in sports things. They've got a zillion golf courses. There's always an activity going on. Nothing wrong with that. I think we like to be busy in some respects, and that's good. Mm-hmm. But when that activity becomes our, I feel good about myself because I'm busy, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah. If you ask people how they're doing, mm-hmm. the majority of people will probably say, I'm busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to run into somebody and say, how are you doing? And then be like, man, life is just too slow and relaxing.
I wish I had more to do.
Yeah. I just wish I had a ton more tasks on the task list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because life doesn't push you in that direction. Mm-hmm. Life pushes you to be busy.
Yeah.
Now, we're not saying that busyness is evil. Yeah. We're not saying that activities are bad. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. just are trying to point out that you cannot say that busyness and success are the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's the old saying, you know, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Mm. And men especially, we know that when a guy is, you know, bored by himself all the time, you know, a lot of bad things can happen. Mm-hmm. So we're not saying busyness is bad, but what you want to do is get away from that. Just because I'm busy, I'm a good person. What you want to do is take the busyness of life, which is normal for everybody, give it some meaning. Mm-hmm. Move it in the direction of meaning. Mm-hmm. You want to move in the right direction. You can do a lot of movement in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. but what you want to do is really focus on, am I moving in the right direction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can have a busy drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah.
Business can be booming for mm-hmm. a guy who's selling drugs, but does that mean he's moving the right direction?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you can have a guy who's a busy gamer. It's like, man, I crank through 2 games a month.
That's true.
Does that mean he's necessarily making progress in the right direction?
Yeah.
Probably not. A busy bully. Mm-hmm. Man, I've got a lot of people today to make miserable. You know, you can be busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't mean you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's like if you take an example, look at an Olympic sprinter running versus a group of fifth graders running.
Yeah.
Okay, they're both moving. They're both doing a lot of motion, but one of them is going to be sleek. One of them is going to be focused. One of them is going to know what they're doing. And the other, if you've ever seen fifth graders run, the arms are everywhere. Flailing. It's all kinds of craziness.
Flailing.
Well, they're both moving. So we could say, well, they're both great. Well, no, one's an Olympic sprinter and the mm-hmm. other's fifth grade field day. Why? Because the Olympic sprinter has honed his craft. He's taken what he may have a natural gift toward, and he's really worked at it. He's disciplined it. He's brought focus to it.
Yes.
You know, the fifth grader's just, I just am living, doing whatever.
I'm just going to get somewhere. I'm going.
And
somewhere.
That's how a lot of us live our lives. We're not focused. We're not bringing the discipline into it. And again, not to be perfect, but to have direction. And I think we want to see that if I'm going to be busy, I might as well be busy doing what's important mm-hmm. and not just flailing my arms around and going somewhere.
No, I think that's true. You've talked about this, parents that try to just keep their kids busy. Tell them a little bit about that.
I did youth ministry for 30 years, and one of the things I've heard parents say over and over again, well, if I keep my kids busy, they'll stay out of trouble. And it's just not the case. They're just busy. But it doesn't mean they're learning, they're growing, they're becoming a better person. It just means they've learned how to manage a schedule or how to survive. Mm. It doesn't do anything for their character. It doesn't do anything for their growth. And so there's parents, a lot of times as the kids get older, they wonder, why aren't they coming to church anymore? Why aren't they living for God? Well, it's because you focused on the wrong thing. You know, and I'm not saying sports and all those things are bad, but when that becomes the main thing in their life, you're giving them activity, but you're not helping them be a success. And that's what we want to do in our life and our children's life is we want the activity to be focused and go in a direction.
Yeah.
And that's the thing for us as men. We're going to be active one way or another. Mm-hmm. Let's take it and focus it and go the right direction.
I think that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. So the first thing to avoid is busyness does not equal success.
Yeah.
We have to remember busyness does not equal success. Mm-hmm. If we fall into that trap, we can get stuck in survivor mode very quickly.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so here, the mental trap number two. Mm-hmm. Riding versus driving is what we called it. But essentially, it's this idea. It's a victim mentality, really.
It is.
That life happens to me. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. This happened to me, so
yeah.
I guess this is how it is. It's this question, is life moving you or are you moving you?
Yeah.
And the reality is we all have free will. And if we forget that, mm-hmm. we will end up in survivor mode very quickly because people will make decisions for us. The trends will make decisions for us. Yeah. Keeping up with the Joneses, as they say, will mm-hmm. make decisions for us. And we'll never actually look at what we really care about.
Well, and if you look at the example of riding or driving, you know, if you're sitting on the front seat of a roller coaster, you're not in control.
No.
Now, that's why we like it. It's kind of fun because that's a ride. It's not real life. But a lot of people are living life that way. Mm. Someone else is driving. Someone else is moving you.
That's
as good. Opposed to someone yeah. who's driving their own car.
Yeah.
You set the speed. You pick the directions. You do all those things. And I think a lot of us have just given up trying. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, well, I tried that once when I was 25. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to keep trying.
Yeah, don't give up.
Yeah. You're not going to be perfect, as we said in the last episode. So what you want to do is have a decision, I'm going to drive life. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I'll be perfect. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it all right, but I'm going to get better at it. And you'll see some amazing things happen when you decide to live that way.
Yeah. I agree. I think we acknowledge life pushes you in certain ways. Mm-hmm. We all have cultural factors that push us in certain directions. And those are true. We mm-hmm. have to acknowledge that. But that doesn't make the decision for us fully. Think about it like this. A person on a lazy river mm-hmm. versus someone who's surfing. When you're sitting in a lazy river, you're just laying there and you're just limp. You're having a great time.
Yeah.
But the water's natural current is moving you.
Yep.
You're not doing a thing to change that trajectory. However, a surfer, it's the ocean. Of course it's moving.
Yeah.
And they're having to put in work, but they're putting in work to ride that surfboard and go where they want to go. Mm-hmm. And they're using the currents
yeah.
to get them somewhere. Mm-hmm. A surfer is in control. They are driving.
Yeah.
Versus a person on a lazy river is just riding. It's the same thing with our life. Mm-hmm. Your life will have certain things that push you in directions.
Yeah.
You can either ride to where you want to go mm-hmm. or you can just stay there.
Yeah.
And sit.
Well, it's like you look at professional surfers. They started somewhere. Mm-hmm. They weren't great. They weren't good. They fell off a lot. They messed up a lot.
True.
But they slowly got better and better and better, and now they're professional. Mm-hmm. And that's our life. You're not going to be perfect at first. You're not going to do it all right. But as you work at it and get better and better, that's when you can handle more and do more, and you impact more yeah. with your life.
It's true. And the question is, how do we go from riding mm-hmm. to driving?
Yeah.
How do we go from a passenger to the leader?
Yeah, I think the first thing you want to do is decide your destination. Where are you going? If you get in the car and just drive, hey, I'm just going where the road takes me. You'll go somewhere. It may not be where you want to go and you may not have any gas, but you'll go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is say, what is our destination? Mm-hmm. Where am I going with my life? What am I doing? Because a lot of men, when they don't do this thinking, they think I don't have time for that. Okay, you're going to live for money. You're going to live for cars, success, houses. You're going to have a measure of success in your mind. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's going to be things that aren't that important. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay for a house. You should. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay your bills. You should. That's not what you live for. That's your duty. That's your role as a man. But you're living for something bigger. And if you don't have that in mind, you're probably in survivor mode.
No, I think that's true. So first off, pick where you're going. Mm-hmm. I get why people avoid it. Those are some hard questions.
Yeah.
And you might have to look at some tough realities.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the second thing we are recommending is to evaluate what your daily life looks like. Mm-hmm. Evaluate what your normal week is. I think your calendar is one of the greatest mirrors of what your real priorities are.
Yeah, it really is.
If you say, man, one of my top values is fitness. I want to be able to move uninhibited. And you look at your week, and there is not a single bit of physical motion on your calendar in a normal week. It's not your priority.
Yeah.
It's just not. It's not something you actually care about. Or if you dream of writing a book.
Yeah.
and you never put aside any time to actually think through the outline or write, it's not actually a priority. That stings in the moment, mm-hmm. but it can lead to you actually changing your daily life to line up with your values.
Yeah, and it makes me think of John Grisham, famous author, has written a ton of books. His first book that he wrote came about because he had the desire to write, wanted to write, but had just never done it. Mm-hmm. So he decided to get up early in the morning. He had young kids, and it was his only time to write. Mm-hmm. So I think like from 4 to 6 or something crazy like that, mm-hmm. That's when he started writing. That's when he started making it a regular habit, mm-hmm. and he built it in because it was a priority. He didn't want to take away from his other priorities, you know, his family and stuff like that. So he said, I'm going to sacrifice here to make this dream happen. And guess what? The dream happened. He's done very well for himself.
Yep.
And he's written a bunch of books. He's a good author. But it started with him picking a direction. This is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. And he probably would tell you, his first book was hard to write. He didn't do things right, all that. But guess what? He's gotten better and better at it, and he's written a ton of books from it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we talked about that last week, the choosing and taking action.
Yep.
A lot of that comes from setting aside time to see, am I a writer or am I a driver?
Yeah.
So you have to evaluate your daily schedule because, Dad, give him your quote. Give him your excellent quote.
One of my favorite quotes is, desires without discipline will only be a dream. And we have to understand that you can have desires, but if you don't bring discipline to them, they're just going to be pipe dreams, just things you're going to think of.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. you pick a destination.
Yeah.
You evaluate what you're actually doing in your everyday.
Yeah.
And then 3, and this can be where it gets tough, use the word no. Mm-hmm. A lot of times this starts with saying no to ourselves.
That's the biggest one, is learning to say no to yourselves, to your appetites, to the things that you can control. If you can't say no to yourself, you're not going to get control in the other areas. That's mm-hmm. just the reality of it.
No, it's true. Like, you can say you want to lose weight all day, mm-hmm. but if you can't say no to that second bowl of ice cream,
yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, every goal in life really comes down to self-discipline. It mm-hmm. just does.
Mm, that's a good point.
It doesn't mean every goal is going to be successful, but the process of goals, this is the beauty of goals. You don't set it because you're going to reach every one. You're going to set it because setting the goal helps you want to achieve more, and you'll probably grow more than if you had never set the goal. Mm-hmm. So in the end, what you say, well, what if I've never reached the goal? Well, you've still gotten better than you would have having not set the goal. Mm-hmm. It's like there was a study a while back, people who wrote goals down and then never looked at the sheet again. They came back to them like 30 years later. The people who had written them down achieved more than the people who'd never written them down, just because it was just in their subconscious. Mm. I've written this down. I want to achieve it. But it wasn't something they really thought about or even purposely did, but it just happened because they had gotten better and better from that process.
Yeah. No, that's true. And the truth is, all of us have an inner toddler. We all have a 2-year-old on the inside of us that wants to do nothing but eat sweets and play video games.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you're an outdoor person, I don't know, eat deer sausage and go hunt at 4 a.m. Yeah. I don't know what that kind of person wants. I'm not that guy.
I don't know.
But we all have a 2-year-old in us that wants it easy, wants it now, you know, wants it the most cushy life possible.
Yeah.
We want to spoil ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
We have to learn to say no to that inner toddler. Or else it will rule our life and we'll never be able to live a life we're truly proud of.
Well, a lot of men are held back from success because they don't know how to say no to themselves.
The second area you got to say no is other people.
You do. Yeah.
Keep in mind that when you say no, it's not that you're rejecting the person. It's that you are having to say yes to the commitment that you'd already made. Mm-hmm. And that your plate illustration, I think, captures this so well. When you have a plate of food, it can only fit so much on it. If you're going to put something new on it, you're going to have to take something else off. That's our calendar, guys. That's our daily life.
Yeah.
Only so much can fit.
Yeah, and you want to be careful of what you say yes to. It doesn't mean you never say yes.
That's true.
You just say yes to the things that align with where you want to go because you're focused. You know, this is what I want. And there's a lot of good opportunities. Oh, that's a good opportunity. But you know, that's not going to move me in the direction I want to go. It's not the best thing for me. It's not the natural use of my gifts. So I'm going to say no to that so I can say yes to this. Mm-hmm. Or you say, my higher priority is this. Mm-hmm. That would conflict with this, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, because we talked about reflecting on your destination.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone has the same destination for you that you have for yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a dream of owning your own business or writing a book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The person you're working for right now doesn't have that dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, or maybe you have a dream for spending more time with your spouse. The guys who love hanging out with you don't have that dream, but you have to defend your dream, the thing that God's put in your heart from all the things that would get in the way, or else you'll be in survivor mode.
You will.
And you'll go back to that.
And with that, you want to learn how to say no to the urgent and the unimportant.
Mm.
And that's an important characteristic to have. I was reading a book recently. Henry Cloud was writing about, he had set this time aside weekly to go to this class with his daughter when she was little.
Yeah.
And they were going to do crafts and all this stuff. It was like 2 or 3 hours, and he was really looking forward to it. The first day, the Wednesday of the class, he got an urgent business call and was like, oh, okay, I'm not going to be able to make it today. This is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, he got another urgent business call right at the time. And he was like, no, this is going to be a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I cannot talk about this right now. I've got a prior appointment. And he went and spent the time with his daughter. He says now he can't even remember what the urgent call was,
mm-hmm.
but he remembers spending time with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to say no to the urgent, to the unimportant, because it just may not be the right time, or you may already have a prior commitment to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So you do say no.
Yeah. I mean, you may be hearing all this and say, no, duh. This is a simple concept.
It is.
But it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It requires consistency. It requires clarity. And it requires commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have all three of those things and fight to keep all three of those things, it will fall apart and you will be in survivor mode.
Well, it's like the surfer and the sprinter we talked about earlier. Both of them became better because they did that. They said
they
no to
process.
Other things.
Mm-hmm.
They said yes to the things they needed to do, and it made them better and better and better in the long run.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The final of the three mental traps that we have to avoid
mm-hmm.
is the one day dream. We could call that the wishful thinking mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
Our society loves the wishful thinking mentality.
They do. They do.
We love to dream. And dreaming's not bad, but every movie and TV show is like, follow your dreams and you'll get there. And we used to watch a show. Mm-hmm. Tell them about Home Makeover.
Yeah, when the kids were smaller, Extreme Home Makeover was like the show of the time. So we watch it every Sunday night.
Top tier.
And the show was really good. And it made us think about how cool would it be if somebody came in and just redid the house. Well, that's fine. But what would happen is you'd watch that,
mm-hmm.
but then not do anything to your own house. You know, it's like, man, I want this guy to come in and fix my house. I don't want to do anything to my house.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch him do it instead of me maybe cleaning it, repairing it, or doing something yourself. And I think we're kind of that way with life. We dream about the one days. One day would be great to have $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing anything now to actually budget what we do make. And if you can't budget your $50,000 a year, you're not going to be able to budget $1 billion. It'll probably wipe you out.
Mm.
And so what we have to do is work to say, okay, what can I do to get better? Because one day is not reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream. It's a movie. But a lot of times people get those one days and it ends up destroying them because they're not ready for them yet.
Yeah. If you want to connect with that one day dream, like mm-hmm. the mental trap is just keeping it there.
Yeah.
Keeping the one day dream far off. If it's something you truly value, today is where that starts.
It does.
And there's going to be a path to get there.
Yeah.
every overnight success as a musician, as a actor, whatever you picture when you think of an overnight success, they usually had like 10 years of grinding with no results for a while.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, getting to where you want to go is not a straight line.
Yeah.
Getting to where you want to go a lot of times starts and it's really difficult and then it gets there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a video of Dallas, I think it's Dallas Howard is her name. And she's the actress from Jurassic Park. She's been in a bunch of stuff. And she had a relative who was in the movie business tell her it takes like 160 auditions to get something. And for some reason, that stuck in her head. So when she got rejected the over 100 times, she didn't quit because she knew, well, I've got to get to that 160. And I think she was in the 150s or something. I'll have to find the video and I'll put it in the blog. But she talked about that that's when she got picked for something. But she had it set in her mind, it's going to take a while.
Yep.
I'm going to have to grind and work to get to that point.
Yeah.
It's not just going to come to me by itself. And I think that's the danger of us going, well, I just need everything to change in an instant. It often doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, it's almost a lottery mentality.
It is.
We think, you know, I'm just going to dream and my wish is like a ticket. And eventually, I'm going to get to the one that's going to make me $1 billion like the Powerball.
Yeah.
It's like that old quote, make your own luck.
Mm-hmm.
Making your own luck is actually taking steps towards where you want to go.
Yeah.
The question is, are you a good steward of what you have now?
Yeah.
Would you be ready if that one day became today? Mm-hmm. That takes practice and effort. We have to get out of that someday maybe mentality.
Yeah.
So those are the three mental traps.
Yep.
Those are three things that will quickly keep you in survival mode. Because if you stay in the one-day trap, for example, you're never actually going to take steps to get out of survivor mode.
You'll stay in a dream state.
Yeah. It's kind of its own little thing about riding instead of driving.
Yeah.
You're hoping that good stuff just happens to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just falls on you. Where's the money from the sky?
Yeah, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk practicals now. What is the first thing that our listeners, viewers can do if they want to get out of that survivor mode?
Yeah, I think the first thing you want to do is ask yourself a very simple question, but it might be a little hard to answer. Why am I so busy? Am I choosing to be busy, or is busyness being chosen for me? And when we do this, we want to look at the reality of our life. What stage am I at? Am I at the I'm not even married stage? Am I married? Am I married with small kids? Do I have teenagers? Those are all different stages. So you want to ask, am I busy for the stage of life that I'm in? And then is that busyness really focused the way you want it to be?
Right.
Or are you picking up things that you shouldn't do or things that you're doing for the wrong motives? Well, I want my neighbors to like me. I want this person to like me, so I'm going to say okay to this thing.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't align with you. So you want to really do that is think, okay, why am I so busy?
Yeah. And as a practical exercise, write out everything you're committed to.
Yep.
Write out the list. What are the expectations on me right now? At work, at home, at church, at whatever you're committed to. Write out how much time that takes each week.
Yeah.
And look at that list. Are you setting yourself up for failure?
Yeah.
Are you setting yourself up for stress and overcommitment?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to wrestle with that. Like, for example, Emily and I, we're deeply involved in our church.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Sundays you have your normal morning service.
Mm-hmm.
Monday nights we do our small group.
Yeah.
Wednesday nights, we volunteer in youth.
Mm-hmm.
And then once a month on Thursday nights, we do worship practice.
Yeah.
And not including the events we have on the weekends, you know, at the church. So that is a large commitment in our life.
Yeah.
If we're going to make any kind of decision about where we want to go, we have to look at that and say, this is already what we've committed to.
Yep.
You can't just pop in like, you know what? Let's go on 4 dates a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we don't have 4 nights a week.
Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah. So that's just a practical example of why looking objectively at what you have on the calendar can help you get out of survival mode. Because you can also see what you need to cut.
Yeah.
You know, if you're with your D&D group three nights a week, but you want to pick up an exercise habit, you might have to cut back on the D&D a little bit.
Yep.
And that's just true.
Well, and the truth of life is you can't control everything. Some of us work jobs that have set schedules. Mm-hmm. We do shift work or whatever. That's fine. What can you control? If you're working, you know, 6 12s a week, mm-hmm. you're not going to have a lot of time for other stuff. So mm-hmm. saying no is very important to you because you've only got a limited time to say yes to. So what are you saying yes to and why? That's the question you want to ask. And you want to not hold yourself up to an impossible task of trying to do everything and do 12-hour shifts a week. You want to know, okay, I've got this reality in my life. What can I do with my other time? That's how you're going to really find yourself focusing on what's important.
Yeah, and it all starts with the little decisions. Mm-hmm. You don't have to completely overhaul your life after listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
You're probably going to want to, because even just talking about it, I probably want to overhaul my life
now. I know, you want to think about it.
You want to like think big, but start small. Mm-hmm. Start with maybe one night a week.
Yeah.
And take something you value, something you really want to get to in the future, a dream that you want to become a reality. Put actual time to it.
Yeah.
Or maybe a time in the morning for writing or whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. Little decisions and beginning to do that, you begin to prove to yourself, like, hey, what I'm doing matters. Mm-hmm. What I'm putting time towards matters. And that can begin almost a snowball effect in a positive way.
Well, it's like if you're exercising, if you're training for something. Like the first time I did a triathlon, it was this little tiny baby triathlon. But it helps you realize, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And so you do one that's a little longer and a little longer. And you kind of threw that figure out, oh, I can do this because I built up some capacity for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a professional, but it's something I enjoy and something I want to do. And with your life, you may start things small, but yeah. you get that muscle built up, you get better at it, and then you get better. And through that focus, you can kind of, okay, I started here, but I really like this part of it. So you can even shift and go a new direction because you're discovering new things about yourself through the process.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are religious, if you're a Christian, which we are, we have to remember that God has the same mentality too.
Yeah,
I think when they were building the temple for the second time after the exile, God specifically said to the person that was in charge at that time, he said, do not despise small beginnings because the Lord loves to see the work begin. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing in your life. Let's start loving to see the work begin.
Yep.
Not just about finishing, not just having everything perfectly in place, but let's enjoy the process of starting. That's one of the top things to get you out of survival mode.
It is.
So avoid those three mental traps. And if you know somebody aside from yourself that's dealing with those, send this podcast to them because we want them to be equipped with the information that they need. And if they're trying to find direction in their life, or you are too, we would love to be able to help through coaching. Yeah. We'd love to be able to coach you one-on-one, or I guess two-on-one, since we would both be there. Well, you know, two for the price of one.
Yeah, two for one. There you go.
Or, you know, a good free option is to look at that PDF, the 4D PDF, which is four dimensions of true success for any man, really any person.
Yeah.
So those are some resources we just want to give you guys, and we want to encourage you. You can start today. You don't have to stay in survival mode. You can get to a place where you're living a life that you're proud of, where you're living a life that inspires others.
Yep.
So start that work this week. Start the beginning. The Lord loves to see the work begin. You can love to see the work begin too. Mm-hmm. And we will see you.
Thanks for listening to the Thriving Man Podcast. If you want to check out more resources from David and Reese, you can go to thrivingman.com. We'll see you in the next episode.